Atmagyantimirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katam Mayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Nathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Ranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna. I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for the chanting never come about? Day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braj, became the son of Sachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your lotus feet, for who is my beloved except for you? I first offer my life, breath, in obeisance to the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And offer my obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas. It is an inconceivable benediction that we have been allowed to come to this very holy place of Kethari. The place of the eternal pastimes of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. I'm especially grateful to my dear god brother, His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj. By his inspiration and kindness, we have all gathered here together. Srila Indradyumna Maharaj has a very deep devotional connection to Srila Narottam Das Thakur. In Vrindavan, where Sri Thakur Mahasoya's deities, Braj Mohan, are residing, he has for many years been doing seva. Maharaj renovated a dilapidated temple, arranged for wonderful bhoga throughout the year, increased the standard of the worship of the worshipable deities of Narottam Das Thakur. We will find from the narration today how very dearly beloved the deities were to Narottam Das Thakur's heart. They were his life and soul. And Maharaj is contributing so much of his devotional energy to worshiping those deities. Spontaneously, and the pujari, in reciprocation, reciprocated by giving Maharaj a Govardhan Shila, which he said was personally worshipped by Narottam Das Thakur himself. So yes, Maharaj, I do believe it is by your connection that we have all come here today. I've been longing to come here for many years. Since 1972, actually 1971, when I first heard the songs of Narottam Das Thakur by Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, and later by some of our senior godbrothers of ISKCON, I became very, very deeply attracted. His inspiration is so vast in all of our lives. Srila Prabhupada explains that although Narottam Das Thakur wrote his songs in simple Bengali language, because of their deep love and devotion, and their revelation of the essence of all Vaishnava philosophy, the simple songs of Thakur Narottam are as powerful and authoritative as the original Vedic literatures. In fact, they are none different. Srila Prabhupada taught us by his own example how to develop a taste for meditating upon and singing the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur. Why Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas love Narottam Das Thakur so deeply and to this day gain such inspiration? We will make some small attempt to describe in today's narration. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, wherever he traveled, he carried two books, Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika, the two prayer books of Narottam Das Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his biography, writes how he carried, wherever he traveled, Narottam Vilas, the life story of Narottam Das Thakur by Narahari Chakravarti. Yes, Narottam Thakur was the embodiment of Prema Bhakti. Some of our acharyas call him the incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu. But we know for sure that he carried the love of Lord Gauranga in his heart. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Navadvip, he was receiving letter after letter from Sri Dabir Khas and Shakar Malik. We have just come from their birthplace in Jaisur, which is an appropriate place to come from to Narottam Das Thakur's holy abode. Rupa and Sanatan, they were from the highest caste of Saraswat Brahmins from Karnataka. It is explained that their forefather, whose name was Jagat Guru, although a Brahmin, was so powerful, so learned, he was the king of a whole region of Karnataka. And he was a very great scholar of Vedas. He had a son named Aniruddha. I think we're going to all have to go to Archie, because it's impossible to speak over the gongs. I think, why don't we just all attend the Archie and then come back? What do you think?
I don't hear the gong yet.
It's coming. Aniruddha was beautiful, learned, like Indra. He had two sons, Harihara and Rupeshwar. Harihara was very excellent in weapons. And Rupeshwar was a very, very gentle, learned Brahmin. So Harihara, with his armies, drove his own brother out of the kingdom and usurped all of his property. So Rupeshwar, with his wife and children, they moved to Bengal, practically in exile. He had a son named Mukunda. Very, very beautiful person. Very deep devotee of Lord Vishnu. And he acquired several properties in Faithyabad, in Jaisur, in other areas. His son was named Kumardev. He was a very, very great, pure-hearted devotee of Lord Vishnu. And their two sons, they had several sons. Three of them were very prominent. Amar, Santosh, Sri Ballabha. Due to the pressure of the king of Bengal, the Yavana, Nawab Hussein Shah, they were practically forced to take up the occupation of their ministers. Otherwise, the Hindu community would have been persecuted terribly. They did such a fine job that they were awarded the names, the titles, the Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. For Hindus to be given those titles is the ultimate flattery from the Yavanas. And the king appreciated them just like his own brothers. He divided his property with them, gave them huge estates, built them beautiful palaces. They built assembly houses in Ramkeli, specifically for discussing the holy scriptures, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam. And scholars from all over India would come. And all over the whole land, people recognize the unparalleled scholarship and devotion of these two brothers. Although they were factually ostracized from the Brahmin community, because they were serving the Yavana. So here they are, multimillionaires with tremendous power and prestige within the ordinary society. And their father and mother were praying daily and performing special pujas to free them from such a degraded service so that they could have the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. From their scrutinized studying of Vedic literatures, they understood that Lord Gauranga in Navadvip was the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, they were writing letters. What should we do? Please give us some direction. We want the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, but we are engaged in this abominable activity of serving a yavana. Lord Chaitanya, in his first attempt to go to Vrindavan, specially took the route to Ramkeli, which is not a direct route at all. And he took millions of people with him because they were following behind him, chanting and dancing wherever he went. Everybody, villages, would just join him. They gave up their homes, they gave up their families, everything to join the Lord. And it was there in Ramkeli, engrossed in kirtan, throughout the day, in the middle of the night, Dabir Ka, Sakar Malik, and Sri Balava came in great humility and surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord under a tamal tree and a kadamba tree. The Lord, seeing the humility of these brothers who offered such deep prayers, considering themselves lower than Jagai and Madhai, the most sinful, the most fallen, the most unqualified, but begging with tears flowing from their eyes, "You are Patita Pavana. We have no other shelter. We have no other hope. Please deliver us." The Lord picked them up and bathed them with his tears, placed his feet on their head, and gave them the names Rupan Sanatan and Anupam. It is explained by Nityananda Das in Prem Vilas that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ramkeli was performing ecstatic kirtan. Ecstatic kirtan. And this is also in Narottam Vilas. And while he was performing this kirtan with his devotees, he suddenly went mad. Tears were pouring from his eyes. His limbs were trembling. A countenance on his face appeared that nobody had ever seen before. At that time, he faced toward this direction of Keturi and raised his arms and with tears pouring from his eyes, cried out again and again and again, "Narottam! Narottam! 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 Narottam!" Again and again chanting the name Narottam. He was running in circles, dancing ecstatically, rolling on the ground. "Narottam, Narottam." When Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur saw this, they understood something very, very special was going to happen. They were thrilled with joy. The devotees began to talk amongst themselves. A very special person named Narottam is soon going to be born. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling for him. The Lord is calling for him. Who will be the fortunate mother and father of this child? From that day, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, wherever they may be, they were waiting eagerly to see, who is this Narottam? From Kanai Natashala, Lord Chaitanya brought Nityananda Prabhu to the place we have just been, Prem Tali. Another name for it is Gadarhat. He told Nityananda Prabhu that I am going to deposit my own prema, my love, in the river Padma. You bring Narottam here at the appropriate time. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into the Padma, and the river overflowed with his love. Then the goddess of the Padmavati River appeared with folded hands and asked, "How will I know? How will I know when this Narottam comes?" The Lord replied, "When he touches you, you will flood over just like you are doing now. Then you will know." In this very, very sacred abode of Khetri, on the sixth hour of the full moon of the month of Magh, a beautiful child was born. His father was the king of this whole area. He was Zamindar. That means he had the power of the law deputed by the king of Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah. He was the local king who had tremendous wealth. His name was Krishnananda Dutt. And his wife, a virtuous, pure-hearted, chaste lady named Narayani Devi. When they saw the beauty of their child, their hearts simply melted. Narayani, looking at the radiant face of her newborn child, whose eyes were shining with spiritual energy, whose every limb was perfect, with all of the signs of a Mahapurusha. He was a very abode of love. Narayani Devi, looking in his face, was weeping incessantly in joy. He began to grow just like the moon. And all of Khetri was attracted to him. He was the one and only prince or son of the king, the sole heir to the entire kingdom. And he became soon everyone's life and soul. When it was time to perform Namkarana, the name-giving ceremony, an astrologer was present, looking at the various signs within the baby's body and performing astrological calculations. He said, "This child was born at the most auspicious possible moment. And what I read in his chart and what I see in his body is he will be the greatest amongst all men. He will be the very crest jewel of humanity. Therefore, let us give him the name Narottam." Everyone cheered. And from that day, here in Khetri, he became known as Narottam. Many, many people came. Thousands of people came for this ceremony. It was done with great, great festive pomp. And the culmination was giving the child his first grains. So everyone was very eager to see the prince take his first grains. But there was a serious problem. He would not take the grains. Every time his father or mother put the grains near his face, he just turned his face in disgust. Absolutely uncooperative. They tried again and again and again, and the child just kept his mouth sealed shut, turning his face away. The whole festival was ruined. father was, this is very inauspicious. Then the astrologer, he said, I know why he is not eating grains. This child will not take anything that is not Krishna's prasad. Offer it to Krishna. Krishnananda Dutt offered the grains to Krishna, brought it back, and Narottam devoured all of it. Seeing this incredible presentation, the Krishnananda Dutt proclaimed that from this day on, my child, who is very special, will never be given anything that is not offered to Lord Sri Krishna. Soon, little Narottam began his studies. He was a living genius. Every single subject he mastered instantly. It astonished everybody. And he had a complete indifference to all the pleasures of this world from his earliest childhood. In fact, as he was growing, a spontaneous longing for Krishna, for devotional service, was manifesting in his heart. He would just cry for Krishna. He had no interest in anything except Krishna. His parents, seeing this, decided they should arrange for his marriage. Because if anything could lock him into material attachments, it's marriage. But he just showed no interest whatsoever. In fact, he used to pray. He used to pray to Krishna, please get me out of here. There was one old Brahmin, his name was Krishna Das, who was an associate of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. He had very, very deep love for Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Narottam was so eager to hear from him. Krishna Das made it a point, after finishing worshiping his deities, every single day to go to Narottam's house. And Narottam would ask him, please, please, tell me about Lord Chaitanya. Tell me about Lord Nityananda. Tell me, what did they teach? What were their pastimes? Who were their associates? And for hours and hours and hours, every day Krishna Das would give narrations. He divided his explanations into three divisions, the Adi Lila, the Madhya Lila, and the Antya Lila. He described the life of Lord Chaitanya. He described the life of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Srivas Prabhu, Murari Gupta, Vakreshwar Pandit, Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Rai, King Prataparudra, Suklambar Brahmachari, Kolavecha Sridhar, Haridas Thakur. He described all of these great associates. And Narottam would just be enthralled, his heart just yearning to hear more and more and more. It is explained, he told Narottam about the life of Srinivasacharya, the son of Gangadhar Bhattacharya, who later became known as Chaitanya Das. He talked about how he was born. He talked about his great longing to see Lord Chaitanya, and how wherever he went, the Lord, he was the pilgrimage of his life going to Puri. But right on the outskirts, he heard that Lord Chaitanya disappeared from the world. He told Narottam about the anguish of his separation, how he was about to give up his life when the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, no, come to Puri. Gadadhar Pandit is waiting for you. He told the whole story of Srinivasacharya. When Narottam Das heard this, in his heart, he was just longing and praying, when will I get the association of this Srinivasacharya? He is my brother. He is my master. He's my very life and soul. Will I ever get to see him? Will I ever get to serve him? In this way, Narottam Das Thakur was totally engrossed in the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And he was praying. He was praying to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, please get me out of this hellish prison. He was living in an opulent palace. He was the heir to be a king. He had young, beautiful body. He had everything a materialist could possibly want and more. And he considered it a prison. Please, my Lord, help me to escape. Save me from this hell. When Narottam was 12 years old, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream and instructed him to go to Premthali to take his bath in Padma, because Lord Chaitanya has deposited his love for you in Padmavati River. Go immediately. Just after the dream, Narottam woke up. It was very early morning. Without a second thought, he hurried to Padmavati. When he touched the water, the Padma River swelled up. As he entered into the water, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and impregnated within his heart his own love. Now, who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna, with the emotional sentiments of Sri Radharani and her complexion as well. The Lord impregnated within his heart his own love. And simultaneously, Narottam Das Thakur's body became golden, just like Lord Chaitanya's. He rolled in the ground, weeping and crying in ecstasy. Where is Lord Gauranga gone? Where is Lord Nityananda? He was beside himself. Stones and dry wood was melting, hearing Narottam's loving pleas and separation. In this agony and ecstasy of Viparalamba, Narottam spent the entire day, literally, torrents of tears were pouring from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end. His limbs were trembling. In fact, the same ecstatic symptoms of separation that Lord Chaitanya would manifest appeared to be on the body of Narottam Das Thakur. Meanwhile, his parents, when they went to wake him up, he was gone. They had all their ministers and servants searching everywhere throughout the kingdom of Kethari, but they couldn't find him. Finally, they heard that someone was weeping and crying on the banks of Padma. So his parents ran to the scene, and there they saw. There was their Narottam, but now he had a resplendent, effulgent, golden complexion. Never saw him like this. I took him home, but he was practically incoherent to any relationships. He was just crying day and night for the mercy of Lord Gauranga. When his love and separation came to a degree where it was unbearable,
somehow or other, he fell asleep. And he had a dream. In that dream, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared before him. His face was like the shining golden moon. His eyes were like fully bloomed lotus flowers that reached practically to his ears. His eyebrows were like the bows of Kandarpa or Cupid. His nose was like a sesame flower. His lips were bright red like the bimba fruit. His teeth were like rows of pearls and jasmine. His neck was like that of a lion. His shoulders were like that of an elephant. He had a broad chest, thin waist, a very, very attractive tilak ornamented his forehead. He had a magnificent garland that extended below his knees, and his arms swayed below his knees. He had a beautiful dhoti. That dhoti was golden in color with a beautiful embroidery folded in three places. And he had long, long hair, beautiful hair that was resplendent with all attractive qualities. The Lord appeared before Narottam. Narottam fell at his feet, sobbing incessantly. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his feet on his head. Then he picked him up and embraced him. Then the Lord spoke. He said, "I cannot bear your tears of separation any longer. Therefore, I have revealed myself to you." All of your desires will be fulfilled. Go immediately to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan. There in Vrindavan, you will get the shelter of the lotus feet of Lokanath Goswami. He will give you initiation and repeat the sacred mantra within your ear. I have great plans that I am going to fulfill through you. Go to Vrindavan at once. The Lord disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur awoke. He was feeling such intense separation from the Lord who just appeared before him. He began to cry and weep in separation. And somehow or other he fell asleep again in another dream. This time, he saw Navadvip Dham. And there was the holy bank of the river Ganga. And on the bank of the Ganga was the Harinam Sankirtan party of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There was all the associates of Navadvip Dham. Nityananda Prabhu Gadadhar Srivas. And there was Adwaita Prabhu Murari Gupta Kolavecha Srilar Sukram Babar Brahmachari Pundarik Vidyanidhi Budhimanta Khan. All the devotees, hundreds and hundreds of devotees were dancing surrounding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord was dancing ecstatically. Narottam Das was on the side watching this incredible scene. He saw in the Sankirtan the demigods watching from the sky in great awe. They were showering flowers on the Sankirtan. And even the animals were weeping tears of ecstasy and dancing to this kirtan. Then Lord Chaitanya personally departed from all the devotees and embraced Narottam, soaking Narottam's body with tears. And the Lord told him, go to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Narottam and delivered him to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Narottam Das Thakur fell at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu picked him up, embraced him, and soaked him with his tears. Nityananda Prabhu blessed him. He said, go to Vrindavan at once. All your desires will be fulfilled. Each and every associate of Lord Chaitanya in all of Navadvipa was present there. Narottam Das Thakur fell at the feet of every one of them and worshipped them, and everyone picked him up, embraced him, soaked him with tears, and blessed him to go to Vrindavan and to fulfill the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur's only meditation was to escape from home. He was waiting for the opportunity to come. One day his father, Krishnananda Dutt, went to Godadesh to perform some important business. While his father was away, Narottam Das very cleverly spoke to his mother and told her he had to run some errand. He escaped. He ran and ran and ran. But he ran in a random way so that nobody could find him. He was not going in any particular direction. He ran for 15 days. And then he looked behind him and saw that nobody was following. And he sighed in relief. Then he started taking the very, very unknown, desolate, forest-type paths toward Vrindavan. On the way, he was tired, he was hungry, his body was worn out, because after all, he was a prince, living in royalty his whole life. His feet were very sore. He was barefoot. Laying in the forest, he had a dream where Rupa and Sanatana Goswami appeared to him. And just by seeing them, he became completely refreshed and revitalized. And they blessed him. On his journey, whoever saw Narottam was so much attracted. Although he was just a boy, when he came to a village, everyone wanted to serve him. Just by his qualities, his effulgence, by his demeanor, his gentleness, his compassion, they knew he was a great saint. People were wondering who could possibly be the fortunate parents of this child and how much those parents must be suffering miserably now that he's left home to go to Braj. It is said that his parents had ministers and guards searching everywhere for him. And at one time, the hired people of his parents actually caught him in the forest. And Narottam spoke with such sincerity, with such devotion, with such longing for Krishna, that he logically convinced them that what he was doing though was the right thing. And instead of dragging him back home, they actually gave him some money to help him for the trip. Eventually he came to Mathura. The first place he went was Vishramghat. At Vishramghat he took his bath in Yamuna and began to offer beautiful prayers. There was an old Brahmin who happened to hear his singing. It was nighttime. And he came there
with Mahaprasad of the deities. He fed Narottam very nicely. And Narottam, he was just very, very eager to hear, what is the news of Vrindavan? Tell me, how is Rupa and Sanatan? How is Raghunath Das? How is Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, and my beloved Lokanath Goswami? Please tell me about them. The Brahmin hang his head low with tears. He said, you have not heard? In the recent past, Rupa Goswami has disappeared from this world. Sanatan Goswami has disappeared. Raghunath Bhat has disappeared, and Kashishwar Pandit has disappeared. When Narottam Das Thakur heard this, he fell to the ground weeping. I've come all this way. The anticipation of my life was to serve their lotus feet, but they have left me. He fell in an ocean of despair. In his unconscious state, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Kashishwar Pandit appeared to him, embraced him. He fell and placed their feet on his head. They spoke many intimate things to him. And the Brahmin, who was standing there, could hear these great souls talking to him. He was enthralled. When he came to consciousness, he told the Brahmin, I want to go to Vrindavan. The Brahmin said, please come to my house, bless my house, be my guest for some time, and then I will escort you to Vrindavan. The Lord said, Narottam Das Thakur said, I cannot wait. Please allow me to go. Give me your blessings to leave immediately. It was then very early morning. The Brahmin was old. He walked with him for some time. Then he said, I cannot walk any further. And he sent one man to escort him. As Narottam was walking to Vrindavan, actually, that night, Srinivasacharya, he felt so much joy. His heart was just erupting with happiness. He didn't understand why. But somehow or other, he fell asleep. And at the very end of the night, in a dream, Rupa Goswami appeared to him and said, that personality who you've been waiting for all these years, Narottam, will come tomorrow. And you will meet with him. Meanwhile, Narottam Das was walking to Vrindavan. He was walking like a mad elephant, intoxicated with anticipation to achieve the holy dham of Braj. As he was walking with this longing to meet these great souls, the tears were pouring from his eyes. He was entranced the whole way. And in great humility, he was offering his prayers. Oh, my dear Lord Chaitanya, it is only by your causeless mercy that you have brought me to the sacred land of Vrindavan. I am very lowly, I am sinful, I am unqualified, but still, my Lord, you have brought me to the sacred land of Vrindavan. Will Lokanath Goswami accept me as his disciple? Will he accept my services? Will I attain the shelter of his lotus feet? Will I be able to take the dust of the feet of Gopal Bhatta Goswami on my head? Will I be able to worship the feet of Jiva Goswami? Will Bhugarbha Goswami,
Madhu Pandit, and all these great souls, will they accept me who is so unqualified, so sinful, so materialistic? Will they accept me as their servants? And will that abode of love, Srinivas, will he extend his love to me? In this way, engrossed in humility and prayer, Narottam traveled from Mathura to Vrindavan. He first went to the temple of Govindadev. It was the early morning when Narottam Das Thakur saw the beauty of Sri Radha Govinda. He was like a love-struck child. He just fell to the ground weeping and weeping and weeping. He could not even stand up. At that time, Jiva Goswami came and took Narottam Das Thakur on his lap and held him. And as Narottam was weeping and crying, Jiva Goswami in affection was bathing him. They were bathing each other with tears of love. Jiva Goswami sent a messenger to Srinivasacharya. The messenger said that Narottam has come. He's at Govindadev's temple. No one has seen such ecstatic love. He's now laying in the lap, being embraced by Jiva Goswami. Please come immediately. Srinivasacharya was running from Radha Damodar temple to Radha Govindadev temple. He was running like a poverty-stricken, starving man who was about to attain the most priceless jewel. When he arrived, he embraced Narottam, and Narottam embraced him. The people who were standing watching this scene were struck with wonder. As they embraced one another, it appeared that their two bodies became one. It appeared that they were eternal friends, eternal brothers, eternal associates. The affection, without even a word being spoken, the affection of their glances, their embrace. Had everyone watching in great wonder. Yes, that was the beginning of a relationship that would be one of the most sacred of all relationships in the history of this universe. The love between Narottam Das and Srinivasacharya. All of the desires of both were fulfilled at that very moment. Jiva Goswami then took Narottam Thakur to the temple of Radha Vinod. There Lokanath Goswami was sitting in a secluded place weeping in separation from Rupa and Sanatan and Lord Gauranga. Jiva Goswami fell at his feet. Lokanath Goswami picked him up and he introduced that Narottam has come. Lokanath Goswami just came to life. Narottam has come. Narottam then fell at his feet and Lokanath Goswami lifted him up and soaked him with his tears while embracing him. He said, I have been dying. I have been dying in separation since Rupa and Sanatan have left me. And my Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu has went to his eternal Leela in the spiritual world. I am only living because I am waiting for you.
Narottam Das Thakur accepted Lokanath Goswami as his spiritual master. And he was instructed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept him as a spiritual master. Lokanath Goswami brought him before Radha Vinod and offered him to the deity. Then Jiva Goswami brought him to meet Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who lovingly embraced him and offered him to Sri Radha Raman. Then he was brought to Bhugarbha Goswami, who very, very affectionately welcomed him. He said, "Yes, we have heard in Ramkeli, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu was calling your name. He will fulfill his mission through you. This is well known to all of us." He lifted up Narottam and bathed him with his tears. And Jiva Goswami took him to Madhu Pandit, who blessed Narottam with great affection and offered him to his deities of Sri Radha Gopinath. Then Jiva Goswami brought him to Radha Damodar Temple, where Jiva Goswami personally offered him to Sri Radha Damodar. As Narottam Das Thakur were seeing the deities of Vrindavan, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. And nobody can understand what emotions were taking place in his heart when he fell before the Samadhi Mandir of Sri Rupa Goswami. He was so overwhelmed with love and separation that Srinivasacharya had to actually put him on his lap and console him. Then a message came to Jiva Goswami that the Rajbhog Arti was taking place at Sri Govinda Mandir. So they went there, where they had the pujari of Radha Govinda, who was a disciple of Kashishwar Pandit. Kashishwar Pandit was the head pujari during the time of Rupa Goswami of Sri Radha Govinda Dev. We know the story. When Rupa Goswami discovered Radha Govinda after many, many efforts of searching, then he sent a letter to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy to hear this. His own personal servant, Kashishwar Pandit, who was his godbrother, he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He and Govinda came together to serve the Lord. He told Kashishwar, "You go and you be pujari for Radha Govinda. Assist Rupa Goswami." Kashishwar Pandit was very, very much feeling pangs of separation. How can I leave you, my Lord? You're my life, my soul. I cannot leave you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a deity made of himself in the form of Krishna and said, I will be always with you in the form of this deity. Place it beside the feet of Govinda Dev, and you'll always see me. According to Bhakti Ratnakar, that was the first deity of Lord Chaitanya ever sent to Vrindavan. The name of the deity is Gaur Govinda.